your name. We say, Lord, be glorified tonight in our praises. Glorified tonight in our worship. Be glorified tonight's temple. Be glorified above heavens. Glorified above the heads, O Lord. We magnify your name, Jesus. Magnify your name, Jesus. We magnify your name, Jesus. We magnify your name, Jesus. Just and give him praise tonight. Another psalmist says, I will pray Lord with my whole heart. In the assembly of the upright and in the congregation. Just go ahead and give him thanks. Say, Father, I give you thanks. Father, I give you thanks. Father, I give you thanks. You are worthy of my praise. Worthy to be magnified. Worthy to be exalted. Thank you because you are here already. Thank you. We welcome your presence, Father. We welcome your presence, God the Son. We welcome your presence, Holy Spirit. We worship you, Jesus. We magnify your name. Magnify your name. We magnify your name. Be glorified, O Lord. Be glorified forever. Be glorified forevermore. Be glorified forevermore. Be enthroned upon our praises as we worship tonight. Be enthroned upon our praises as we give you all the praise. Be enthroned upon our praises as we exalt your holy name. Father, we worship you. We worship you. We worship you. Worship you. Lift up your hands and magnify the name of the Lord. Magnify you. We give you all adoration. We give you all exaltation. We give you all the praises, O Lord. To you be all the honor. To you be all the excellence. Be all the glory. We magnify you, Jesus. We magnify you, Jesus. We magnify you, Jesus. It's all about you tonight and no one else. It's all about you tonight, Father. We exalt your name. We exalt your name. Lift up your voice and say something beautiful to the Lord. Begin to do his marvelous works. It has been him all the way. You've been faithful. You've been faithful. You've been faithful. You've been faithful. We appreciate you, Lord, for your unfailing love towards us. We appreciate you, Father, because you are forever faithful towards us. We appreciate you, Father, for your steadfast love towards us, O Lord. Oh, Father, you've been faithful. Faithful, O Lord. You've been faithful, O Lord. Been faithful, O Lord. Jesus, we worship you. Jesus, we worship you. Jesus, worship you. Oh, that man. Thanks to the Lord for his goodness and for his works. Father, we give you thanks for your goodness and for your wonderful works. We say thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus, the one you left has come to worship you. The one you saved has come to worship you. Singing Jesus, Jesus. 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 Lord, we worship you. We worship you. Lord, we worship you.
It's who you are. To the floor, all of
The land that sits upon the throne. We magnify your name. The land that's upon the throne. Revelation chapter 5, and we're going to join the host of angels tonight and say, "What is the Lamb? What is the Lamb? What is the Lamb? What is the Lamb?"
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you. You can have your seat. Welcome, presence. Hallelujah. Amen. God is good. Let's do some things tonight. Well, welcome to church. Tonight's communion service. While I was planning to come for this, I had things in mind, but usually when I come to service, I spend. Some of you wonder why you don't see me at the beginning of the service. Usually I, because some of you, that you don't understand, there is a way you behave in the world when you are coming to church. There's a kind of a comment you should have when you are coming to church. Let's go to 1 Timothy 3, verse 15. Maybe, excuse me. 1 Timothy 3, but if I'm delayed, I write so that you may know how you ought to what? I'm not going to you may know how you ought to conduct yourself well in the house of God. That's the way you conduct yourself in the house of God that is important. That when you are in church, that behavior can help you better or can make you worse. You know, there is a way you behave in the exam hall. When you come to classes, you can gist. But when you are in the exam hall, you can't just be talking to somebody else next to you. You may be asked to leave or not do the exam again. Am I correct? So, no matter what we feel, sometimes we have to put our feeling aside and really do what we are asked to. Let's take an example. Number one, you must know that this is not our house. This is the house of God. You know, there's things we can do in our house and we cannot do in church because it's the house of God. That's why guys that come to church that don't have any manners, even from the home, that will come and be doing things in the service. That has become and so normal. I'm not trying to rebuke you. I'm just telling you that what will wound you in your future. That's the way you conduct yourself in the house of God. Why are we talking about that today? In the communion service that Paul wrote, that communion service, there was a misbehavior there, was causing them to die and be sick. Let's go and look at it. Corinthians chapter 11. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Usually what we do is this. We read from verse 23. And so we have some other things. For I receive from the Lord that which I also give to you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which was betrayed, took bread. That's where we started reading about. But that's not where I started reading from. That's not what began the story. Are we everybody? We will really miss a lot of things. We just read only verses in the Bible. You must read it. Where did it start from? Look at verse 17. Now, given this instruction, I do not praise you. See, come together, not for the better, but for the worse. So, you can actually come to church and wreck your life more. Wow. You know that now. You can go to hospital and get worse or get better. You know that now. So, you can go to church worse, coming together. Sometimes when you are by yourself, you can even feel better than when you come to church. Because if you're by yourself, you don't write anybody. Come to church, fight somebody, you make your life worse. Am I right? Let's look at next verse. But for Paul, when you come together as a church, I hear that there are division among you. And in part, I believe it. Next verse. For there must also be faction among you that prove the cross among you. Next verse. Therefore, come together in one place. It is not to eat the Lord's Supper. Everybody, don't let your mind wind away now. Don't let it wander away. Next verse. For in eating, each one takes his own supper ahead of others. And one is hungry, another one is drunk. Next verse. What? Don't you have to eat and drink? You can behave in your house any way you like. Or do you not despise the church of God and shame those who have nothing? What shall I do? Shall I praise you in this? I don't praise you. Let's go to verse 29. Verse 29. Who eats and drinks in an unworthy manner, eats and drinks himself, not designing the Lord's body. Next verse. For this are weak and sick among you. See, they're getting worse. They're dying. Not because they catch bacteria, but the way they behave in church. They are weak because that's mentally weak, emotionally weak. Not because they are evil, but because they just don't behave well in church. Now let me start like that. Get your attention now. First, when you come to church, know you come to church. Know that you come to church. When you come and come to the gate, know you come to church. You're not just coming to come and meet people. You're coming to come and meet God. When worship is going on, you should not be distant with your friend here. You are disrespecting God. I hope you're getting what I'm saying now. The compound there is not for gisting. It's to pack your kill somebody quickly and move in there. You should not, that happens a lot in Sunday. That's why I said, my wife said something. I said about Sunday, you know. Sometimes I prefer to come for about five days. See Sunday, something's going on. And it's inimical to your soul. You are making angels to be sad and saddened. But you are coming, I mean, how many of you are going to exam? It's 3:30 to 5:30. And you get to the place, and you get a guy on the road around 5:15, and you keep on just about to 6. But you see, we don't see that. We don't see that because we Africans, everything is celebration, am I right? And you respect people more than you respect God. So you should come to church with a sense of awareness. Come to church and sit down and listen. You never know. I know this is good. God doesn't move there, but God moves here. Are you hearing me? So come with attention. Come with listening. Don't let them, you know. I don't want your life to get worse. I want it to get better. Are you hearing me? You know, when I come for service, I come for service. Sometimes I tell them to start with kind of a thing. I don't kind of, because I want to listen to God, to that, what to do in the service. So you don't just do anything. So don't think I'm just gisting around, no? Or not take care of things. But when you are coming for service, and any person who meets you in the company, you are coming, you should not start talking with them, because they're coming to come and meet God. They're not coming to come and meet you. If you have any business, do it after the service. Ridiculous and shameful for a believer coming for service, get to the compound, somebody you want to do something with, and they start talking, service is going on, preaching is going on. Now, I don't mind if you come for first service, second service, you're doing that. You come for second service, and you have finished first service, that's part of selfishness. Another one more. You see, you should not despise people in church. These people over here, they were sick and they are getting worse because they are despising people. Let me tell you, if you fight me in church, I won't mind. But if you fight somebody else in church, I will really mind. And you may see my red eye. Do you know why? A man was owing his 5 million. The man canceled it. That fellow servant was owing him 5,000. And they began to choke him. And the master put him in jail. Are you hearing me? Are you hearing me? So delay and don't deny people of their own blessing. Don't. Am I mixed this evening? So when you come to church, come to the house. It's the house of God. I don't mean this building, but we're coming together for God, not for ourselves. Are you hearing me? Because I know we come late. But as we're coming, you cannot do MSLR, you can do, but just pay attention. When I was growing up, we have seen somebody in our church. Besides, God is in the house, something like that. Only one in the temple here. I remember seeing that verse before when you were growing up. You know? But today, we want everything to, you know? So I'm not saying that you should not come to church like this, oh. Bro, Emma Kim, you pastor Nikwe, Kim Adese, oh. You know, I mean that you come with a sense of awareness that we're coming to meet God. And when we come, particularly, don't play around with worship. Are you hearing me? Don't play around when things are serious. You know, worship is higher than listening to the Bible. Because you are giving it to God. You are not giving it to somebody. Hallelujah. I'm making some sense. So let's learn to behave so that it won't stop things in our lives. We will not catch what we should not catch. Hallelujah. That makes some sense. This is the house of God. That person is also the house of God. We are coming to the house of God. We are all house of God together. Make some sense? Let's lift our hands and say, Father, we receive your instruction. We receive your conduct in the house. I believe this is your house. The house of God should be given all kinds of respect. Thank you. Bless your holy name and I give you glory, honor, praise in Jesus. You know, one of these days, I hope I'll do some of these teachings. There are certain things we have to learn that is important for us. You see, there are these fundamental things people don't learn about the Father. You know, we see Father as Father who is nice. But as for an act of the Father that many of us don't know anything about. Let's go to number one. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Look at your Bible. Verse 16. I want you to see this. And if call on the Father, who do you call on? Without partiality, judges, gives decisions according to each one's action and behavior. Conduct yourself the time of your stay here on earth in fear or in reverence. What's that reverence? That whatever you do, you will let you have the results. You know what you said? You said, whatever you do, that's why that song is wrong. Because people are saying, woo-wah. is an insult against the nature of God. Nobody here, daddy is an old person over here in Amis. Nobody here grew up in Yoruba land and you don't just behave anyhow. Am I right, sir? They call it Omoluabi. Your parents, sometimes they will kidnap you, knock you on the head because they want to behave one kind. I know you grew up in pastor's house. you know, you may think it's not right, but it gives us some stuff. So when we talk about father, we must know that what we do affects us. That's what happened at church in Corinth. Make some sense? Make some sense? That's why always determined to treat you well and act according to God. Why? Because he will give me what I do. Tell me, God will give us father according to what we do. Pastor me born early. Ko obi mo se wuwa. Mama ko. Ko obi mo se give now. Choir, come and help me. Or amplifiers, come and help me. Come and help me now. You know the song now. We're not singing, but you know the song. No drum. Emeka, don't worry about drum. Let's see. You shall have what you say. You know that? you know, this is all that. You shall have what you say. You got that? So, that kind of a father will raise spoiled brats. Reverend, that's why I don't like this church. Always bring this kind of verse out that we should not be reading in the church. Thank you. The father doesn't care. The father puts it in the Bible, so you follow it. Hallelujah. So that's important for us. We should learn. There are things we do that will fetch us. You know why do you come to church? Because we reward you. Am I right? Why do you do what you are doing? Just do crazy things? Because God rewards them that seek him diligently. Am I correct? Hallelujah. Now, of course, when we mess up, we can plead with him to forgive us. Am I right? But say that we should just do whatever we think we can do, and then he will just take care of us. He will take care of us. You know what? He will take care of us. We will do what is not right. You know what, my dad? Sometimes my dad thinks when I do something wrong, he takes care of me well. Hallelujah. Okay, in that sense, you are thinking, give you extra money. No, Lord. Throughout the time of your stay here, yes. Do we get that? Do we get that? So, now, ask your neighbor, why do you worship God? Why do we worship God? Let me ask your neighbor. Why do we worship God? I must say, I think it's in primary school, I had an assembly line. One calling, only Daraya. And after that, secondary school, my house, I used to hear them around. Everybody, and then party two. They sing that song. Have you been there before? You know, we are eating. I said, Ijele, unje, ujele. You know, it's normal. You know, we just sing those songs. And, you know, then they put, ya dupe, bameki wambe, ijele, ninu, ijele. You know, so worship has become like a kind of a, just around us. It's just there. I mean, don't get me wrong. We love to just do everything around God. Like now, if you go to Brazil, you will see, they call it blood of Jesus. Benny. Only go shop. It's a thing like that. You know, just that. Not very quick. All right, so you know what I'm talking about. So why do we worship God? John. Hallelujah. Somebody say, we worship God because God needs worship. If God is needy, we are in trouble. It's no longer. Look at John 4:21. Hallelujah. Jesus said to her, believe me, the hour is coming when you will kneel down this mountain in Jerusalem, worship the Father. Next verse. You worship what you do not know. We know what we worship. For salvation is of the Jews. Next verse. Everybody read this verse with me. Let's go. For the hour for me, and now is when the true worshippers worship the Father in spirit and... Look at the last part. Let me have a voice very loud. For the Father is seeking. You know these guys on instrument, do you know why they come to? They could play for somebody somewhere else. But they come today because they want us to give to God what God is seeking. And why is he seeking such to worship him? He can release himself to them. Praise the Lord, somebody here. It's an overflowing river. He wants to bless us and make us all that he wants us to be. And he's so full that he wants to move on us. So the Father is seeking such. Can you imagine God seeking for something to worship him? Hallelujah. Tell yourself, God will find that worshiper. Hallelujah. Now, this just more is just more than worship like we worship. Let's look at Psalm 34, verse 1. You know, this is important because we want to reverence God as we come. Jesus gave his life for this. We must learn to return the honor to him. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Next verse. My soul shall make his boast in the Lord. The humble shall of it and be glad. Next verse. Oh, magnify God with me. And let us what? Exalt his name together. See, David was almost the great worshiper in the Old Testament. David was who brought, you see, Moses, when he built the temple, there was no music there. Worship, there was no praise. They just give animals. They just come quiet, drummers. But David did something interesting. You will not believe this. What David did, they had this temple, three parts. They have the most part, they have only part where the priests are serving. And then they have the outer, they have animal sacrifice. You know what David did? David went, took out that most piece away from the temple, took it to Jerusalem, and said, let's worship God. And I mean, it's unusual. Because tabernacle of the, he just took out that most holy place, leave out all the animals, let the priest stay there, just put on it, let us worship God. Hallelujah. So that's why I said, oh, I will bless the Lord. I will speak good of the Lord. Give us verse 1 again. I will bless the Lord at all times. It's praise. So worship and praise, they are not opponents that are different. Are you hearing me? I praise him. So that when you worship, you slow. When you praise, you fast. And when you exhort, what do? Hallelujah. That's what we think. Of course, all this, there are different tempos to life. Hallelujah. Lift your thank you. That I'm able to worship you. That I can bring you my worship. Hallelujah. Can you come up? Come join me. I can bring you my worship. No one else can worship like I will do to you. I know you bring my heart to worship you. And I bring my heart. Jesus said, these people, they worship me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. Say, Lord, I bring my heart to you tonight. Nobody will have my worship tonight.
Oh,
When you enter my office in church, you it's not in my council room, but in my main office. You see, when you enter, you see when I sit down, I look at it, stay behind the door. Is the lion or is the lamb there? The fierceness and the gentleness of the lamb put together in one person. Jesus. As a lion, he tore apart the works of the devil. Lamb. He rescued us and dealt gently with us. Come on, clap your hands for him. is ferocious as a lamb, as a lion. It's also very friendly as a lamb. He gets angry at our problems and is so compassionate with our weaknesses. He said, no greater love a man can offer than to lay down his life. And he laid down his life for us. You know, Muhammad never laid down his life for us. Buddha never laid, he gave us, he laid down teachings for us. I heard a story of a man that very poor in South Korea with his son who went scavenge around the railway line. And one day, this man and his son were scavenging. And to call me, the boy didn't hear it. You know, that train will crush the boy. In a split second, he jumped on the train, threw the boy away. The train crushed. Another one I had was amazing. This couple, they have, it's not well, retarded child. It's not, you know, those kind of retarded, you know, people that are retarded, you know, they are not, can compose, can't talk very well. And this boy was in a wheelchair. And they had to cross a particular bridge and it overflowed. Here is this boy who couldn't do anything in wheelchair. And they were trapped with their car there. And the father and the mom struggled to push him to safety and they were drowned. Why am I saying? You know, once in a while we see glimpses of sacrifice. But sacrifice, like Jesus. There was such a big gap between God. And instead of telling us to jump, he gave his life as a bridge for us to cross over to God. That's Jesus. Jesus. I just feel tonight, let's just magnify him and then go home. What else can we give him? Somebody will lay down his life for you. What else will you give him? Your life? Lay down his life for you. You know, once in a while, I feel the person of Jesus. Sometimes I want to say, may you never feel it. To that, it breaks you. You know, sometimes it's not just because you're talking, but you know, you look at people like this, you look at what they're going through, it just breaks you. Just, what are you going to do? You know? I wonder how taking all that in. You are Alpha. Yes. Lord, we worship you. Thank you. Was morally up to prepare food for Jesus. She couldn't invite Jesus to her house. Her house was a sinful house. You know what she did? She got up with all her sin and everything. entered the house. How she entered, nobody knew, but she entered. And she threw herself at the feet. She came with expensive perfume that her lifestyle had paid for it. I guess that perfume was used to things which whoever knows. She went to Jesus. She threw herself on the floor. By his feet. Just weeping away. Her mucus, her tears, her perfume all together. Just created around the feet of Jesus. Jesus said to the man, this one, you owe 50,000. Another one owe 5,000. And you forgive them both. Which one will thank you? The man said, of course, the person with 50,000. Of us are upright. We are okay. So we are not that so upright. We have had bad, crazy life. We wonder how God can still just keep us alive. But he is doing that. And you know what? He also wants us at our feet, at his feet. He wants us there. So worship, sinners. I'm not perfect. Are you? I still offend my wife. Once in a while, I still offend my people around me. But I know that whatever it is, I can go to his feet. For me, Jesus' feet now different. For the his feet was smooth, but now his feet had holes. You hear me? One man of God, first time for Jesus, he saw Jesus in vision. He said, he grabbed Jesus' feet and his holes. I mean, it's not that, it's not like scar. Hole in there that got healed by the power of God. I mean, it's normal, but it's a hole. You can put your finger through it. That woman didn't have that, but I have that today. I'm glad that he took his beautiful feet and crushed for me. So to the Father. It's so amazing today. People don't see Jesus anymore. But he did everything for us. Gave his life. As we round up, take the communion. So I want you to remind Jesus. He said, as you eat this bread, remember me. Just remember me. In the midst of problems and issues, remember me. When you are broke, remember me. When you are tired, remember me. When you say, remember me. When you are doing good, remember me. Don't ever, it's all about you. But you can do all things through me. Are you hearing me? So tonight, no matter how weak you are, remember. No matter how strong you are, remember him. Oh, Jesus. Can you lift your hands one more time to Jesus? He said, remember. Let's just remember him tonight. Jesus will remember you tonight. Oh, hallelujah. You know, we used to sing one song, a couple of, maybe years now. The song says, your name is high. Your name is bitter. All my hope is in you. Your word. Your promise are changing. His name is God. Oh, yeah. Your name.
Your name is greater. Your name is greater.
All my hope.
All my hope.
I don't live up to you. All my hope.
Your word unfailing.
Your promise
unshaken.
All my hope is in you.
Your name is Zion.
Your name is Zion.
Your name is great.
Your promise.
Sometimes I come to church, I talk to you. My mind will say, what boldness do you have to come and tell them, God will take care of them? Are you sure that this is not a word for them? You know, to be honest with you, I don't have it. I just realized that it's Jesus. It's Jesus. So my soul shall make boast in the Lord. And my wife was talking recently. We were at my house. She said, you know what? We sent all our kids to private school. And I was not taking the money from church. Church was not paying my children's school fees. I mean, church was not paying my children's school fees. I didn't demand to pay. But you know, I mean, and plus extra one, making five. Of course, the father, what that one was doing, but we just were there. I mean, I wonder how we did it. On my young people over here, your greatest hope tomorrow is Jesus. Honestly, and I can tell you, the people I can tell you, I mean, looking back 30 years ago, 24, you know how your life, I mean, today you're looking at your life and say, wow, prof, remember this? One room apart, not one face me, I face you. 2,000 naira for salary. Hallelujah. Just put all your opening. And please, if you are here tonight, don't do this. Don't excuse yourself. No matter how bad, from the table. Remember, if you don't know Daddy was a bad boy. Came to church on a communion day. We just happened to do communion only that day. And he came to church. He said, not me. I don't want this. And I said to him, look here. Come. Who is the pressing iron for? Is it the person who has his clothes already? No, it's the one that the clothes is rough. I said, the blood of Jesus, the body of Christ was not given to those who are already belly-full and strong and powerful. It's to those who are lacking. So I said, even if you're a sinner, just say, Jesus, no, I don't think, but I'm here. I want to remember you. So he took the bread, instead of the floor, he put it in his mouth and drank. Then he went to a vision. He just disappeared. And he saw himself in this hall. And he saw brains. Come on, I think he was like in white or something. He said, the angels. Said, and they were there. And he saw this commanding girl just came up and stood and called him out to all those beings. Remove his clothes. Remove his clothes. And he cut his clothes off. And he said, give him a bath. And he washed him clean. Communion was going on. All this was happening. He just blanked out. And then when he came back, he found out he was relieved. And from that day, Daddy will see Jesus in the hall. Friday, like this, we are worshiping. Jesus will just stand over there and see his glory just filling the place. You know? And once in a while, Daddy will get into trouble. I said, remember Jesus you saw. And he will deliver him. Praise the Lord. Tell yourself, it's Jesus. It's Jesus. That's the difference in my life. And it's always there for me. Hallelujah. Whosoever call upon his name shall be saved. Hallelujah. My favorite, don't write yourself off. Don't put your eye. No. No. Before you are born, his eyes were on you. So tonight, as we eat this bread, Jesus. Remember Jesus. Can we open this stuff? We finish soon, we go home. But just remember Jesus tonight. All my hope, my expectation. You know, there's a problem. When you wonder when you're going to be rich. When you are rich, you wonder when the money will stop. You know, here's this girl who to marry. I wonder when will I ever marry? After you finish the marriage, will I ever have children? After you have children, will I ever raise them up? After you raise them up, will I ever? It never ends. Praise God. Oh, Jesus. Jesus. That wonderful name.
Jesus, oh, that wonderful name, Jesus, that wonderful name, Jesus, there is no other name I know.
That wonderful name. Eat this bread, we have the victory. Thank you, Father, for the cup in Jesus' name. Just go, Sam. Go, man. Take your own and wait till all of us have gotten. And then we will not take the bread together. Can we do that? If you are upstairs, please come and cup. Oh, Jesus. My Jesus.
Jesus, my Jesus, my Savior.
The wonders of my Saying to me, everybody listen to this. Can you stop the instrument for a minute? Everybody listen to this. To me, yeah, I did all this. But then I want from you. I said, huh? I just want you to do this for me. Then he reminded me of the verse. And I said, oh, that's true. If he lived his life, what does he want from us? If you read John 3:16, everybody read John 3, even I ask these kids. But how many of you know 1 John 3:16? 1 John 3:16. Pastor Kenny will know because he's a Bible person. 1 John 3:16, take a look. By this, we know love because he laid down his life for who? Now, look, this is what he said to me. He said, because I laid down my life for you, they ask him, lay down your life for your brethren. Did you hear that? We also ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. That's Christianity. He said, okay, the only way to prove to me that you really appreciate me laying down my life for you, Richard, lay down your life. Now, someone says to me, I should die? No, we don't need your death. Lay down our lives. Something that's very interesting. Look at next verse. It says, but whoever has this world's good and sees his brother in need and set up his heart from him, the love of God abide in him. So he's saying that your life is material stuff. You might say, Pastor, my life is not material things. Okay, hold your nose and don't breathe for the next 10 minutes. You know what I will tell you, oxygen or not. But you know what? Wow. Clear down your life. Look at your parents. They didn't have their lives for us, right? Some of them suspended their ambition just for our lives to be here today. Let's clap for our parents, whether alive or dead. Let's clap for them. Somebody said, oh no, my dad didn't do much, but at least the body you are wearing, they gave it to you. Praise God. So we said, they don't have your life. The Lord said, just do that for me. Will you? Tomorrow, Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. It's not easy. Before I came for the service,
Somebody was telling me to do something, And I was thinking, come on. Send me in the corner. Are you hearing me? Anybody like me? Just send me in the corner. And you know, just And after a while, I said, I call myself a different kind of name. Bobo, what's your problem? just do this. I mean, just go. It's just your phone. It's just your phone. Okay, just open. And just do that. So I was on my way home, open my phone, put my data on, just did that. And then I didn't feel better. By the way, when chicken is dying for you, they don't feel better. You don't have to feel. Look at somebody beside you. They say the essence of Christianity is Jesus laying down his life. So we should lay down our lives for ourselves. So don't forget that. Now I'm not asking to die for me. Just help me live. Can you clap your hands for Jesus, somebody? Help me live. Just help me live. You know, I wake up every day. I don't live like a husband. I live as somebody who's living my life for my wife. That's what you have to do. It's not because my wife, office, but really, live our life. Amen. Amen. So will we live our lives for ourselves? That's some small we can share it. Something as fantastic as when you have five naira left. We say, I need 2,000. I will buy. And you want to say, no. Something telling you, fool. Just lay down your life. But I remember this. He laid down one only begotten. When he rose, many, many begotten. And when we put down our lives, our lives come back to us in many, many fold. Clap your hands for Jesus. Amen. Amen. Pastor, I don't have money. You can lay down your time. Let's stand up. You know, every Sunday, every first Friday of the month, I said that we should be taking people as missionaries, remember? But I keep forgetting, so I told my wife to remind me. So right now, our brethren who are in the bush, who are serving the Lord, that their children don't have even toothpaste to brush their mouth in the morning. So we want to give. Don't forget, they are not our church branches. They are just missionaries in the bush. So whatever you have, let's take this moment. Lay down our lives a little bit for our brethren somewhere else. Hallelujah. Praise God. Can we do that? Hallelujah. For missionaries, I think we should need to buy toothpaste, toothbrushes, and some sandals, possible small things for these missionaries' families in the bush. Yes. Okay, please show up the missions account on the screen. And this is, you just buy toothbrush, toothpaste, some soap, basic things of life for this folk. And please, can you start that account that is today so that we can remove that and gather just the not general missions that we do. Thank you for giving to. Just do that. Bible says, for the sake of the name, they go, not take anything from the Gentiles. For such we should be. That's the Bible. 3 John. You know that 3 John, usually verse 2, we read verse 2, but if you read down what, this is what it says. 3 John. Verse 6. Who have borne witness of your love before the love, you send them forward on their journey in a manner worthy of God. You will do well. You will do well. Tell yourself, I will do well doing this today. Next verse. Because they went forth for his name's sake, taking in from the Gentiles. You know, starting out, they don't have times a lot of stuff. Hallelujah. I'm trusting God that for December, you are going to get some light for missionaries in the booths. You're just going to give and buy them solar. You can charge. You know that type. That your solar, or just so that they can be able to read in the night. You know, do something. You know, study. you know, get that for them. So that's be our December project for them in Bush. So that, you know, one time we got solar for them in Nigeria Republic. There was this church they didn't have. There was no light. They got solar. They put it on the, so people got around that place and read and do Bible study and all kinds of things. So just affect. Okay, so let's give. Thank you for giving. God bless you. Real good. Thank you. Whoa. Glory to Jesus. All right, let's go home. Somebody said, we are closing early first time for communion. Next one, we'll close 10 o'clock. Hallelujah. I've seen, okay, I'll do that right now. You remind me again. Bratoyi, his wife delivered baby girl on 31st of October. Where's Bratoyi? Bratoyi, sat back over there. I was trying to convince to have the baby around my birthday time. The baby refused to come, but came still in October. So it's my family member. October family, praise God. So baby girl. So great. So we hallelujah. It's nice to see pregnant women carrying extra child, extra beside themselves, you know. Then my village is Asokale and Fani. Are you there before? Are you before? You're there before. Okay, thank you. Let's go home. Hallelujah. Get up on your feet. Now, some of you, let's lay down our life for the brethren. Can we do that? Okay, I want you to leave your seat. At least that's something you can do. For two or three, you don't know. Don't go to your... Wait. Some of you, you love your life, so you can't even move out of one chair. Lay down your life. Find two or three. Hold on. Don't leave the auditorium yet. I will ask you to leave where you are. Go one more or something. Just stay where you are. I beg. I know you love it. You can carry your bag. Just go. Find somebody. One or two you don't know. Just ask them what's their name and kind of stuff. Somebody you don't know, just don't go too far. Don't go too far. Tell them to go to the back. Somebody you don't know, just shake their hands. Thank you. You'll be like, find somebody in there. Somebody you don't know, thank you. Hallelujah. Cool. All right, thank you. Okay, don't leave yet. Just come back to your seat. Don't leave yet. All right, thank you. You know? All right, back to your seat. Before we go. Thank you. Tomorrow morning, we have breakfast for people in business. Exploring opportunities in an unstable economy. So tomorrow, we're available 7 a.m. Free breakfast plus the time, 7 a.m. All right. Oh, you are still greedy. Okay. Those days, hold on, as we round up. Those days when we were on the campus, we sing songs. We came from almost every state in the CU. And then, hello, you hear me now? Then, when service is all closing, grab our hands. We don't share grace those days because grace is yet. So we say, we are heirs of the Father. How many of you know this song? We are joint heirs with the Son.
We are children of the kingdom. We are
Bye. Father. We are joint heirs with the Son.
Jesus.
We are